The six counselors reviewed Hahn's performance in a closed-door executive session Monday. Mayor Al Dwyer was still out of town for medical reasons. On Wednesday morning, the city released a short statement signed by Hahn and Mayor Pro Tem Mark Jensen.
As you can see by the written report about it, the evaluation was satisfactory for Scott Hahn, with improvements needed in specific areas, and that those areas are addressed by the goals. The list of goals for the manager.
The list of goals calls for the manager to, quote, consistently work with and support department heads and staff to improve city services and facilities. According to the list, that includes setting goals with department heads, addressing facility needs and keeping track with a punch list, responding to department heads and staff in a timely manner, working with them to cut expenses by, quote, eliminating unnecessary services and staff, and being on site at various city facilities on a regular basis. The counselors also want the manager to be more involved in the community by being active in a service organization, and they want him to keep them posted each week with a calendar for meeting these goals. Jensen was one of the five counselors who voted Monday night to approve another one-year contract for Hahn.
You know, I'm sure he has performed some of these different goals already, or working up to doing them. So, but you know, it was a good discussion that we had, and I think he feels good about the contract, and as well as five of the council members liked it, and one disagreed. So, you know, I think we worked through the process, and it came out, you know, good.
Under his amended contract, Hahn will see no change to his annual salary of $105,000. The council eliminated a section that had allowed the manager to take an unspecified amount of compensation time off for hours he works outside the normal business day. However, the contract includes a 50% increase in paid time off, which will now accrue at 288 hours per year. That works out to 12 hours per pay period, and according to City Clerk Kathy O'Rear, that's still less than prior managers who received 16 hours per pay period. Asked about his support for Hahn's contract this week, Councilor Rick Braun declined to elaborate on the satisfactory evaluation other than to say that he was confident Hahn, quote, has all the skills and abilities necessary to be a great city manager, and that's what he's working towards, unquote. Councilor John Haverlick agrees Hahn has skills and potential, but he thinks he needs to be more consistent. Haverlick cast the only no vote on the contract Monday. When Hahn first interviewed for the job a year ago, Haverlick said he thought he sounded proactive and energetic.
That was the main reason I, you know, wanted him to come to town. And, you know, I just haven't seen that yet. You know, it's like I feel like we should be paying for an A game and we're getting a C game. So until I see that A game out of him, I'm, you know, and he has gotten better the last 2 months especially, but, yeah, I'm still not seeing that A game consistently. You know, until then, I'm not real excited about being supportive.
Haverlick has been concerned that Hahn has spent too much time out of town on personal time to be fully effective in his job. Haverlick says he's shared his concerns with Hahn. Hahn formerly worked as a manager in Salida, Colorado, and in Cordova, Alaska, before coming to Petersburg. His family's still in Colorado, and he says having them move here is a goal, but he can't say when that will happen.
Yeah, there's just a lot of difficulties in trying to move to a remote place in Alaska, and it's to get that done is difficult. I still have property in Cordova that I need to sell, and a number of things. And until I've gotten things arranged, we're going to have to maintain what we have going right now.
So you're
tough economically for everybody, and we're having, you know, the same situation with my, you know, my wife makes money, is able to make money down there, and things are working out well. So
Hahn says he signed his amended contract along with his evaluation, and he thought the executive session with the council went well.
I actually enjoyed having a chance to talk to them about the things that we're working on. We really hadn't had time to sit back and see how the things I'm providing are matching or not matching what they need and want. So it was really our first chance to do that, which was good. And it was a really tough year last year, and went through a lot of difficult times, and that puts a lot of stress on people. But really had a great conversation and give me some goals to work towards it, which is good. You know, before we really were kind of just out there making sure we got things covered. So
Hahn says he's excited to focus on key economic infrastructure projects this year, like replacement of the North Harbor and development of a marine services facility and boat haul out. The city council moved both items up on its priority list late last year, with the harbor now at the top and the marine service yard at number 3 behind the library. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.